back in July 20th of 2021, and today is a big day for most of Muslims worldwide and also in here in Indonesia, where it comes a national holiday. So I would like to say happy Eid Kurban. And also we're still in the middle of PP camp, and this is our last day for decide whether our mini lockdown would be extended or please to be continued or be stopped just this way, because you know it really sucks. Okay, inside of my quarantine room, I would like to tell you a bit more about what happens in our daily life now in Bali during the mini lockdown and also this quarantine for all of you. So I would like to give you one hint that it's going better. So check it out. Hello. Hey, as I said in few hours before, now I'm recording new episodes of this, and I would like to tell you that today, July 20th of 2021, becomes the last day of our mini lockdown deadline, and we still, until this minute, we still have no uncertainty about what will happen next. So, will be extend or not? We hope so that it won't be extend, because you know we are really suffering too much. Maybe we're not really as that dramatic like in the other country. I mean, like, you know, you see, last month, you know, when we had news about India, you know, even they have to cover the body to be burned and also be shot in the Ganges River. But in here, we don't have that. We also got the crisis of oxygen right now. And to be honest, in here, to hear the daily death announcement is just like an ordinary, even people who didn't have a COVID before. So this day, we live in a really, really tough days, you know, really tough. But we have to keep our fingers crossed, because we don't have anything to be put out if we don't have that. And for myself, I also still suffering, because after that, I almost have a COVID symptoms that, I don't know, maybe also combined with my miscarriage. I also have that kind of symptoms. So can you imagine how hard it is right now to start anything, from business to life to marriage, dating, having a kids? Oh my god, today is a very tough day for most of Indonesians, especially who live in Bali right now, like the place that I made this podcast. I'm going to work in a few days again, but I'm not pretty sure, because you know I'm working with my tongue. It's not as normal as before, so I have to eat and drink and whatever, but I'm not taste that as regularly. And I do also cry a lot, because I lost contact a little bit with my kids. So sad. This is the hardest period of my life, and I just don't know what to do sometimes, but I have to keep on walking, because I don't know who was that there. I hope they will take care of that for me. And one thing for sure, for all of you that may be here, the podcast, and I don't know where you're coming from, and I hope you can keep your eyes and also hear my voice, that you have to enjoy every moment of your life, every second of your life, because we didn't know what happened next, even just for a second. Actually, I hate to say anything about the COVID again, but it's been too long. It's been 1.5 years, and we didn't see this to end, coming to an end. You know, the place when I make this in Changguin, they heard of people who wants to have the tourism. They wants to come here to enjoy the vacation, the dream day. Now it's gone. It's almost like a dead city, especially in Kutan Legin. Nobody came there. And even today, I'm offering it to space for any Australian who wants to get back home with my friend's vessel. I do it for good because I know they're also in the same boat too. I will never see Australia. It's okay. I don't even care to go abroad right now. It's too dangerous. And I think, what will be next? Yeah. I don't know. But I keep on my positive today that we can getting through this. Because I have two kids. Two daughters just make me feel strong. And you know what? Sometimes I get speechless because I just don't know how to say in these hard times, words is not enough. Sometimes crying too, but deep inside. But I know that I can't call my daughters far away from here just to cry. Just keep her hearts out. I hope she's okay there with her guardian. And I give everything to God. Because, yeah, you can log with my decision to just stay, say that God with me, but I'm still believing him. No, I'm not really religious. Now I'm sitting here in my room and then I'm thinking about how wrong it will be. Maybe 2 days prior, I'm gonna end this quarantine and I don't know. I'll be placed around there. And I don't know what happened in front of me. I would say that I don't have, I have nothing. I'm coming here just to be end because I'm not expect to be like this in the severe conditions, you know? And hopefully we can get it through all of this. Okay. You know, yeah. Just pray for us that we can get it through this. Stay positive for your mind, not for the COVID. Okay? Looking forward to know you again in the my next episode of Daily Digest. And would like to tell you about my daily life and hear that you maybe haven't known before how to get through this and get to Bali today. Even I am also a citizen, the local. It's very hard to know. To enter Bali, and this time, don't go ever. People think about going to a tropical holiday, dream resort, whatever. Now it's all of us really in the survival mode, and we have to do this for the living. So, keeps our fingers crossed, and hopefully, we'll be okay.